الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والتين والزيتون وطور سينين وهذا البلد الأمين صدق الله صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين Most respected friends, brothers and elders, it is only the grace and fazl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah bless us with the wealth of iman. Allah bless us to be from the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the best of all ummahs, who have the greatest treasure sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran Sharif. In the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about His special friends, the choices of His servants, the Anbiya Kiram, alayhimu salatu wassalam. It is mentioned in the Dhikri Saliheen Tanzilur Rahma. When mention is made of the special friends of Allah, the Anbiya, the Sahaba, the Awliya, then Allah's mercy descends. It is also reported, Jundum min Junudillah, that these incidents of the Anbiya alayhi salatu salam are so powerful, the effect is like an army from the armies of Allah. Like how an army comes, eradicates batil from the earth, Allah Rabbul Izzat makes the mention of Quran Sharif, the mention of ahadith of Rasulullah Sallam, the incidents of the Anbiya have that powerful effect that the forces of batil are immediately eradicated. The hearts are turned to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hearts are once again enlivened with the love of Allah. Speaking of any Nabi is Noor and Barakah. So today inshallah we will speak of one of the Ulul Azam Anbiya, one of the greatest of the Anbiya alayhimu salatu salam, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, and the incidents in his Mubarak life that relate to our deen, that will assist us in our deen, and that will be food for our iman. And in the Quran Sharif, Allah Rabbul Izzat takes qasam on the lands of Palestine, the land of Sham, Syria. Allah says, وَالتِّينِ وَالزَّيْتُونِ وَطُورِ سِينِينَ وَهَذَا الْبَلَدِ الْأَمِينِ. Four qasams Allah takes. The first, Allah takes the qasam on the fig. The second on the olive. The third, Waturi Sinin, Mount Sinai. And the fourth is the blessed city of Makkah Mukarrama. And these hold such significance in the sight of Allah, deserve the place in the Quran and Majid, and Allah takes qasam on these places. Mount Turi Sinin was the mountain upon which Musa alayhi salatu wasalam received that revelation. Makkah Mukarramah, the blessed city, which was the beginning of Nubuwat, But then the fig and the olive, Allah speaks about. The commentators of Quran Majid mention, this is in reference to the blessed lands of Palestine and Syria, which were the birthplace of many Anbiya, and which houses Baytul Muqaddas, which houses Masjid Al-Aqsa. This is those Mubarak places in the earth, that the special mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reigns upon that ground. And there's nur and barakah that spread from that land. So just as we know, Makkah Mukarrama is the greatest city in the world. But the highlight of Makkah Mukarrama is Masjid al-Haram. Because it has the Kaaba Sharif. Similarly, when we look at Palestine and Syria, these are Mubarak lands. But the highlight of these Mubarak lands is Masjid al-Aqsa. From the galaxy of Anbiya that came in the world, over 124,000. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed each and every Nabi with various dini kitabs, divine scriptures, allowed them to perform miracles. But we don't see the miracles of these Anbiya today. With the passing of time, with the Nabi leaving this world, we find that these miracles also have ended. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and special favor from the galaxy of Anbiya, there are two special Anbiya that Allah Rabbul Izzat allowed their so-called miracles to continue and included in the Ummah of Rasulullah Sallam, in the Deen of Islam. Until the end of time, it will continue in Islam. One is Masjid-e-Haram, the Kaaba Sharif that was built by Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. The Masjid of Ibrahim alayhi salam, so to say. And the second is the Masjid-e-Aqsa, the Masjid of Sulaiman alayhi salam. That Allah Rabbul Izzat had allowed these two masajid to be the centers of hidayat, to be part of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this will remain our masjid till the end of time. They'll go to various phases of trials and tribulations. It'll be a ground of various challenges for the Muslims. But Allah Rabbul Izzat made that this is this place where Hidayat will once again spread from. It will be the headquarters of the Mahdi and Isa alayhi salam before Qiyamah. And it will be the Mahshar, it will be the place of resurrection for this entire creation on the day of Qiyamah. This is that holy land of Palestine. And this is the Mubarak Masjid, Masjid al-Aqsa. Of course, to appreciate Masjid al-Aqsa, to appreciate the effort that went into it, you will have to speak about the personality to build Masjid al-Aqsa. And that was none other than Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam. From all the Anbiya that came in the world, the system of Almighty Allah from the beginning of time was that the Nabi was divinely chosen to pass on the Sharia to his people. But as far as the political running of any country, then that was not the responsibility that was placed on the shoulders of any Nabi. Was alayhi salam, it was Nuh alayhi salam. You find these Anbiya were sent to pass on the Sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the people. But the leader to administrate the political running of the country, that was not the Nabi's work. That was handed over to somebody else. But when he came to Hazrat Dawud alayhi salatu salam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with kingdom in deen, Allah blessed him with kingdom in dunya also. He was the first Nabi from the galaxy of Anbiya, who was the Nabi of Allah, a Rasul of Allah, and he was also a king in the world. He also had, and Allah blessed him with unique power. Ya Dawood, inna ja'alnaka khalifatan fil ard, fahkum bayna an-nas bil haqq, wa la tattabi' al hawa fayudillaka an sabilillah. Allah Rabbul Izzat sent wahi to Dawood alayhi salam saying, O Dawood, we have appointed you as our vicegerent and our deputy in the land. You are in charge of the dini affairs and the worldly running administration also. We blessed you with kingdom. Then you deal among our servants with justice. And do not follow your desires that will lead you away from Allah. Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam's home 24/7 was the ibadat of Allah. There wasn't a moment in his home, or you would say in his palace, that was devoid of the zikr and the remembrance of Allah. He had at every moment different shifts that Allah Ta'ala be remembered at all times. He was hafiz of the zabur. When he would command that his conveyance be brought in that period when the conveyance was strapped and brought, he would complete the entire zabur. How the entire Quran. Allah put barakat in his time. In such an environment, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam grows up. Allahu Akbar. Allah Rabbul Izzat speaks about Dawud alayhi salam. Allah speaks about his household. Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam in the Quran Sharif. Look what Allah says. Allah says, وَلَقَدْ آتِينَا دَاوُدَ مِنَّا فَضْلًا. Indeed, we bless Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam with our special grace. يَا جِبَالُ أَوِّبِي مَعْهُ وَالطَّيْرِ. Allah commands the mountains and the birds. When Dawud alayhi salam sits to remember us and to make zikr, you proclaim and you pronounce the remembrance of Allah with him. Proclaim the tasbih. You also say subhanallah. So the birds in the air flying above, when they would hear Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam engage in zikr, immediately will stop. Mid-air the birds would stop. And they all would sing the praises of Allah, engage in tasbih. The mountains would echo with the tasbih. From the mountains, tasbih could be heard. Not the echo of Dawud alayhi salam, but the exact mountain calling out to Allah and remembering Allah, glorifying Allah, making the tasbih of Allah. So Allah says, Ya jibalu awwibi ma'ahu wa tayyib, wa alanna lawul hadid. Metal, iron, we made soft in his fingers. Like how cotton wool can be turned in whichever way a person wishes. Allah Rabbul Izzat made metal so soft in his hands. What was the purpose? Allah allowed him, أَنِعْمَلْ سَابِغَاتِ وَقَدِّرْ فِي السَّرْدِ وَعْمَلُوا صَالِحًا. That, O Dawud, you prepare the coats of armor to be used for battle in jihad. Softly, you could just make armor. And Allah says, and balance the links so that the armor sets in very well. You can wear that armor if the links are set in the correct places. So Allah Rabbul Izzat is commanding him what he should do. وَعْمَلُوا صَالِحًا. O Dawud, you and your family carry out righteous works and good deeds. إِنَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. Allah says, I'm all watching over you at all times. In other words, I'm looking over you. I'm watching your conduct. I'm seeing how grateful you and your family are to me. And then Allah says about Sulaiman alayhi salam, Dawud alayhi salam, you could say he had power over the mountains, over the birds. But Allah bless Sulaiman alayhi salam with even further power, might in the world, even greater grace Sulaiman alayhi salam receives. وَلِ سُلَيْمَانَ الرِّيحُ غُدُوَّا شَهْرُ وَرَوَاهُوَا شَهْرُ. He was bestowed by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with such control, not over only over insan, over the human race, over the jinnat kingdom, the shayateen all at his control, the birds, the animals, the winds were subjugated to him. That the morning journey would, just the morning, would cover 1 month's journey. غُدُوَّا شَهْرُ وَرَوَاهُوَا شَهْرُ وَأَسَلْنَا لَهُ عَيْنَ الْقِطَرُ. And rivers of coppers, we allowed rivers of copper to just flow for him. Copper, so hard metal, but he would just flow. Whatever he wished to make and produce and manufacture, he could make it. Allahu Akbar. وَأَسَلْنَا لَهُ رِيحًا. وَمِنَ الشَّيَاطِينِ مَنْ يَغُوصُونَ لَهُ وَيَعْمَلُونَ لَهُ عَمَلًا دُونَ ذَلِكَ. And the shayateen and the jinnati would command them to dive in the ocean, to bring the emeralds, rubies, pearls, gold, silver, wherever it's buried, go and bring it. And strenuous tasks he would give them also. And they were at his beck and call, subjugated to his command. اِعْمَلُوا آلَ دَاوُدَ الشُّكْرَ Allah says, O Dawood, you and your family, carry out the amal of shukr, be grateful to me. وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ Very few of my servants are grateful. So Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam is growing up in an environment of deen, in an environment of the remembrance of Allah. He is the son of a very great Nabi. And Allah Rabbul Izzat now is going to bestow him with kingdom in the world. Allah is going to bestow him with kingdom in deen also. Not only in the dunya, but also in deen. So in Allah's special grace, special mercy is focused on any servant. Then you find that servant's heart now turns to Allah. And Allah endows him with divine mercy, with divine blessings, with divine knowledge and wisdom from the unseen. Allah Ta'ala blesses him. It is mentioned just at the age of 13, Dawud alayhi salam is presiding over a case. People are coming to him. There's a huge court case taking place between two parties. Both are neighbors having farms alongside, next to each other. And at night, the animals of one farm break loose and they wander, they go into the farm of the neighbor. And all the plantation, all the crop, they destroy everything. Thousands of money, we'd say, whatever was the currency of the time, so much of wealth destroyed. Now they come to Hazrat Dawud alayhi salatu salam for fesla, for judgment. This man's animals have come and destroyed my entire plantation. Oh, what a great loss to me. O Dawud, you preside over this case. Hazrat Dawud alayhi salatu salam, according to the principles of deen, of their sharia, he evaluated what was the cost of the animals and evaluated the cost of the plantation, the loss. He says, the amount of loss that this man had incurred, the animals are worth the same. So he commanded that this person who had livestock, he should give the person whose crops were destroyed, give everything to this man. And the judgment was right. It wasn't wrong. But these two parties are leaving. One party is happy, the other party is sad. Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam, he's just 13 years of age, and here he's walking and he's coming. He sees these two people, one party is but happy, the other party is very sad. He asks, what is the matter? What has happened? So he says, no, your father has decided and judged between us, but it is to his benefit, and I will lose out everything. I won't benefit in any way. Of course, I accept the judgment of your father, but it's hard for me to continue like this. All my wealth, I lost all my wealth. So Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, he hears, he looks, he asks, okay, explain to me what my father, how he judged, what happened. And after hearing the case, he mentioned, he says that, no, I have another judgment. And then he explains to them the judgment, he says, that the person whose animals destroyed the crop of his neighbor, the animals should be given to that neighbor whose plantations were destroyed. Give it to him. Let him benefit from these animals. The wool, the milk. Let him benefit from this. And in that period of time when he's benefiting, allow that neighbor to do the whole plantation as it was. The one whose animals destroyed. He must also now replant and he must sow the seeds. He must bring the plantation to the point how it was before his animals destroyed it. Where the plantation reaches that point where it was already ready for harvest before the animals destroyed it and damaged the plantation, now he must hand over the entire plant and he should take back his livestock from him. Now this was now to the benefit of both parties. Both parties were so happy. When Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam heard of this, he also became very ecstatic, became very, very happy. Allah Rabbul Izzat makes mention of this incident in Quran Majid. Allahu Akbar. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَدَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ إِذْ يَحْكُمَانِ فِي الْحَرْثِ إِذْ نَفَشَتْ فِي غَنَمُ الْقَوْمِ Remember the incident When Dawud alayhi salatu salam and his son Sulaiman alayhi salam both presided over that case, the crop and the plantation of one person was destroyed by the animals of the other, who wandered during the night, wandered and went and destroyed everything. فَفَهَّمْنَاهَا سُلَيْمَانَ وَكُنَّا Allah says, وَكُنَّا لِحُكْمِهِمْ شَاهِدِينَ We witnessed the decision and the judgment of Dawud, and we also witnessed the decision and the judgment of Sulaiman alayhi salam. فَفَهَّمْنَاهَا سُلَيْمَانَ But we blessed Sulaiman alayhi salam with special divine wisdom and understanding, that he came up with a solution that was to the betterment and the benefit of both parties. The decision and judgment of Dawud is not wrong, but this one is better. Allah says, وَفَحَّمْنَا وَكُلًّا آتِيْنَاهُ حُكْمًا وَعِلْمًا And each of them, father and son, we bestowed with special hikmah, divine wisdom and knowledge from our sides. Allahu Akbar. So this was Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam. Now when we look at the life of Sulaiman alayhi salam, Allah blessed him with everything. But the outstanding quality, just as we see the outstanding quality in other Anbiya also, was the quality of shukr. Quality of shukr. That he never forgot Allah for one split second. His heart, his mind did not move towards the wealth of the world, despite him having everything. Generally when a person has everything, he forgets about Allah. In many examples we find people, when they're down and out, you see them in the masjid. You see them humble. You see them interacting with people in a different way. And then now when money starts coming their way, you're not seeing the man in the masjid. His whole attitude takes a change, takes a somersault. The man's not the same man we knew him to be. He said, Maaf, I'm busy, man. You know, make appointment. Make appointment to speak to me. I said, these Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, you don't need to make appointments with them. They were there to serve the creation for the sake of Allah. And they never forgot Allah for a split second. And just think, the entire jinnat kingdom, all the shayateen subjugated to him, the winds, the animal kingdom, Allah bless him with such a kingdom. It is mentioned that at one time Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam had ruled over the entire world, the whole world. There was no king in the world from all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam who Allah blessed with this honor besides Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam. The whole world. But then forget Allah for one second. Allama Mujahid rahimullah is mentioned. Allama Ibn Kasir rahimullah mentioned, he said, on the day of Qiyamah, where all the servants of Allah will be gathered on the plains of Hashr, ready to give account for their deeds, from Adam alayhi salam to the last ummati of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. It will be at that time. Can you imagine now? What a frightening moment. What a critical time. Allah save us on that day from the disgrace and chastisement on the day of Qiyamah. Everybody now, those who have baggages of sins, those who have problems, those who know what they have done in the world, everybody is standing there, and now the books of deeds have been passed, and Allah Ta'ala will expose. But the special servants of Allah, who those who Allah Ta'ala blesses with His grace, Allah will cover their sins on that day like how He covered them in this world. Allah make us from among them. Nevertheless, Allah Rabbul Izzat on that day will show the entire creation three of his best servants. And these three will be servants who Allah Rabbul Izzat had tested in different ways. And the test Allah put on these three servants will be such that generally most people fail. That is why Allah will choose these three servants, will call them up before the entire creation, so that they will stand out. Allah will show them that all the tests that I put you through, you cannot hold these things against me as an excuse to prove that you are justified in forgetting about me. On account of the trial that you are put through, you are justified in forgetting about Allah. No, you cannot use this as evidence.
Because these three servants were put to the greatest trials. And they didn't forget me for a split second. Who are these three servants? One will be Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam. The second will be Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salam. And the third will be Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salam. Of course, Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was tested with the most test. لَقَدْ أُخِفْتُ فِي اللَّهِ وَمَا يُخَافُ أَحَدٍ وَلَقَدْ أُوْزِيتُ فِي اللَّهِ وَمَا يُؤْزَى أَحَدٍ. Nabi alayhi salam mentioned that the amount of harm that came to me in the cause of deen, that no Nabi was put through such difficulty. I was frightened in the cause of Islam that no Nabi was frightened in this way. But of course now the trials of the Nabi of Allah was different, various type of trials. But these three Anbiya, the trial was special trials. And Allah wants to show the Ummah from Adam alayhi salam till the end that these special trials that most people are put through, they don't enjoy it. They don't pass the test. That is why these three will be chosen. So one was Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam. Now the test of Sulaiman alayhi salam was the test of wealth. Allah blessed him with a kingdom over the entire world. The whole world was under his control. Imagine what power. Allahu Akbar. Imagine Sulaiman alayhi salam is flying on his flying carpet. At that time when the world didn't see technology and advancement that the world sees today, we get fascinated. Allah gave him that, you know, before we even existed, before we even see these things. And what he had was much greater than ours also. 1,000 times. That flying carpet, you don't have windows covering. Just on the carpet, take his whole army and going. Imagine. What power. Could carry whatever they want. A month's journey, just a few hours. Especially when Sulaiman alayhi salam is flying over a certain continent, there was one servant of Allah on the ground. A pious servant, and he saw Sulaiman and says, what glory Allah blessed him with. Subhanallah. Immediately Allah commands, O Sulaiman, go down and tell that servant that the Subhanallah is greater than the kingdom of Sulaiman. That the kingdom of Sulaiman will come to an end one day. But the Subhanallah will continue to grow in the Akhirat. And that is Allah, the remembrance of Allah. So Allah will show on the day of Qiyamah, he says, look at this servant, Sulaiman Islam. Allah bless Allah, I gave him everything. Everything I gave him. He didn't forget me for one split second also. The world didn't cause him to disobey me. The world didn't cause him to forget about me. Then Allah will call the Ayyub alayhi salam. Allah will say that, look at this servant. I put him to the trial of illness, sickness. Like you can't believe it. And he lost his wealth, he lost his children, he lost his family, he lost everything. It was, in the end, it was only him and his wife. So many years of illness, a person is put through difficulty, illness. Allahu Akbar. He can't handle it, you know. And he blurts out, he utters something he's not supposed to utter. He speaks out against Allah. He forgets about Allah. He's negligent with regard to his duties towards Allah. Allah says, look at the servant. For 1 second, he didn't forget me. And then Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu salam, Allah will bring him. From the beginning of his life till the end, test upon test. With his family, his brothers, his siblings throwing him in the well. Then him being taken out by the wayfarers and the travelers, being sold, being brought to Egypt, being sold in the markets of Egypt, coming in the home of the minister of Egypt, being seduced by the wife of the minister, a woman of exceptional beauty, wealth, prominence, everything he had, inviting him. He didn't forget Allah for a split second also. And then he prefers to go to jail than to disobey Allah. He's languishing in jail for 7 to 9 years. And then Allah takes him out of prison. Allah appoints him on the position. And he's like the king. He's the administrator of finance. He's taking the place of the king. Allah says, look at this servant. These are the special three servants of Allah. Allahu Akbar. So Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah. So what was that special quality among the outstanding features and qualities Allah blessed him? Was the quality of shukr. He was a grateful servant to Allah. Grateful servant. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, وَوَرِثَ سُلَيْمَانُ دَاوُودِ. When Dawud alayhi salatu wasalam left this world,
then the heir to the throne of Dawud alayhi salam was his son, Sulaiman alayhi salam. So the warasat and the inheritance Allah is speaking about in this ayat was not wealth. Allah is speaking about the dini inheritance. That he inherited the knowledge of Dawud, the kingdom of Dawud, the nubuwat. Allah passed nubuwat on to his son. What is Sulaiman or Dawud? وقال الحمد لله الذي فضلنا على كثير من عباده. What did Dawud alayhi salam and Sulaiman alayhi salam always say? Alhamdulillah, oh Allah, all praise is due to you, who you blessed us with honor and you made us above the other servants. You, on account of your grace. So they all the time kept Allah, His mercy, His grace. I don't forget. Allah is saying, وَخُشِرَ لِسُلَيْمَانِ. This one incident, very beautiful, eye-striking incident. Sulaiman Islam is moving with his army. They're moving. What a huge, powerful, magnificent army. So there's the horses, the soldiers, there's the jinnat, everything all moving. The birds also. Sulaiman Islam commands the birds that above they should give shade also to the army. So the birds are giving shade. The army is moving. And the army was so huge and so large that when they stopped at any point, they stopped at one point. Then they needed to halt to allow the back portion of that army, which ran into perhaps kilometers, that so that they also could reach, they also could join the front portion of the army. So Allah says, وَحُشِرَ لِي سُلَيْمَان دَاوُد وَعُلِّمْنَا مَنْتِقَ الطَّيْرِ وَأُوتِينَا مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. So Allah, so as they came to one point, the entire army stops. So Dawud, Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam mentioned, he mentioned to the servants, he said, all this is the grace of Allah. That Allah blessed us, وَعُلِّمْنَا مَنْتِقَ الطَّيْرِ. The knowledge of the language of animals Allah gave us. Allah, he also could understand the knowledge of the birds, the knowledge of animals. إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْفَضْلُ الْمُبِينِ. He said, but it's only the grace of Allah. Oh, was it right? حَتَّى إِذَا أَتَوْ عَلَىٰ وَادِ النَّمْلِ. As the army continues, they come to the valley of ants. حَتَّى إِذَا أَتَوْ عَلَىٰ وَادِ النَّمْلِ. So as they came, such a huge army, they reach there, and one ant shouts out to the colony of ants. حَتَّى إِذَا أَتَوْ عَلَىٰ وَادِ النَّمْلِ. قَالَتْ نَمْلَةُ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّمْلِ اُدْخُلُوا مَسَاكِنَكُمْ لا يحتمنكم سليمان وجنوده وهم لا يشعرون. So this ant is perhaps many few kilometers away. Allah Rabbul Izzat caused the wind to allow the speech of that ant calling out to its friends, and the message of that ant reached the ears of Sulaiman alayhi salam. The ant is telling all his friends, quickly rush, go back into your ant holes. So that the army of Sulaiman Islam, so huge, so magnificent, so great, they're going to pass by here, so they don't trample you. Ya ayyuhan naml, udkhulu masakinakum, la yahtimannakum Sulaiman wa junuduhu, wa hum la yash'urun. They won't even know that they're going to trample you. Now, you quickly go inside. Fatabassama dahikan min qawl. Qawl ya. Sulaiman Islam became so excited. He became so happy. Now, why he became? He smiled. Commentators of Quran Majid mention he smiled for few reasons. One is he was very pleased with the conduct of that ant. That this ant was concerned about all the other ants. It wasn't only concerned about itself, it was concerned about everybody else. So insan also will gain value in Allah's court when we worry about people. When we dare for the ummah. When we are in the service of mankind. Wallahu fi awnil abd. مَا دَامَ الْعَبْدُ فِي عَوْنِ أَخِي. Allah Ta'ala's Rasul says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that as long as a servant is in the service of the creation, you assisting people, Allah will assist you. So happy, so he smiled, you're so happy. And then he smiled that Allah allowed him to understand the language of these ants. Allah allowed the message to the winds to reach him. Allah blessed him with a kingdom that nobody else had in the world.
It is mentioned, of course, next week we'll continue how he built the masjid and the Masjid Al-Aqsa. But Hazrat Sulaiman Al-Islam, when he completed the Masjid Al-Aqsa, he made few du'as. So certain hadith mentioned, he made three du'as. He said, "Oh Allah, that whatever decision I pass in my life, judgment, allow my judgment to conform to your judgment. Let it be pleasing to you. Let me not make mistakes in my judgment." The second du'a that he made, "And bless me with the kingdom that no other servant is blessed after me. No other servant has." And the third du'a he made, "Whoever will enter into my masjid, O Allah, let them leave like the day they were born, with all their sins being forgiven. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned the first two du'as were accepted by Allah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "I hope the third du'a is also accepted." As far as that is concerned, it's not mentioned whether that du'a. But that du'a is for the ummah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the person who goes for hajj. And he fulfilled the obligation of hajj in the manner Allah Ta'ala wants him to do it. He doesn't commit excesses and sins and transgression. Raja ke yawmin waladathum, will return like the day his mother gave birth to him. So that honor. So as that Sulaiman Islam, when he hears this, then he thanks Allah. And then he makes du'a. Shall we conclude on this du'a? What du'a he means? He turns to Allah immediately. Look at his sight turning to Allah. His sight at all moments turning to Allah. قَالْ رَبِّ أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيَّ. Oh Allah, I beg you to bless me, to grant me the tawfiq of always be grateful to you. أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي. Oh Allah, bless me with the tawfiq of always being grateful and thankful and turning to you in gratitude for all the ni'mat and the favors you gave me. وَعَلَىٰ وَالِدَيَا, and what you blessed my parents with. Of course, when parents are blessed, it is an honor for the children. It is a grace for the children. It's a ni'mat. When your parents are blessed, then the blessing will pass on to the children. So he's thanking Allah. I beg you, Allah, grant me the tawfiq of always remaining grateful to you and thanking you for whatever you have blessed me with and bless my parents. أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ الَّتِي أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِ وَعَلَىٰ وَأَنْ أَعْمَلَ صَالِحًا تَرْضَىٰ. And oh Allah, bless me with the tawfiq. Grant me the ability to always carry out righteous works, pious deeds that are pleasing to you. وَأَدْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ فِي عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ. And oh Allah, admit me and enter me through your mercy among your special servants. That how you allowed me to be from your anbiya in this world. You allowed me to be among your special servants. Wallah, in the hereafter, in this world also, in the hereafter also, Wallah, allow me also to be among them. So this was Hazrat Sulaiman alayhi salam. It's mentioned that Sulaiman alayhi salam one day had seen an ant, you know. He asked this ant to tell me, how long can you survive for 1 year? What's your food intake, you know? How much you need, you know? So the ant told Sulaiman alayhi salam that I need one dana, one grain, you know. So Sulaiman alayhi salam told ant that, you know, I need to see whether you're speaking lies, you know. I have to test you out. So there was a glass container. So he put the ant in the glass and he closed it, you know. It was the ant in such a way that it won't die. And he put one dana inside. And then he told, after 1 year, he calculated 1 year. When 1 year he opened, he allowed, so he asked at the end, but the only half that is eaten, you know, half of the dana, this grain. So you told me you need one. So the end told that, yes, I had half my ration, you know. He didn't say I was dieting, but he said, I had half my ration. So I said, why you did this? So he said that, oh Sulaiman, my Allah doesn't forget. I feared Sulaiman Islam will forget. In other words, Allah, in other words, the tawakkul that the ant had. So Sulaiman alayhi salam realized that, look, this is the lesson that this ant is teaching insan, you know. Sulaiman alayhi salam was blessed with such a kingdom, so much of wealth, so much. He said, oh Allah, one day, I want to feed the creation, you know. Your entire creation, I want to feed. So Allah Ta'ala said, okay, no problem. Okay, no. So he said, okay, I'll prepare for it in advance. So many months I'll prepare. So you can imagine what preparation went. What preparation went, so much of food. And then the day came, the allocated day. So they said, let's start off with the fish in the sea. So they went there, his armies, the food. So they called out to the whale. So the first whale came up, gave him food. He said, finish. He said, no, I want more, you know. I gave him more. He said, no. Gave him and gave him and gave him. So my son saw that the food is getting finished, you know. He told him, how much you eat? He said, my Allah gives me 70,000 fish every day. I'm so huge. This is what my Allah gives me. You never give me little of what my Allah. So my son, they realized, he said, oh Allah, only you are Razik. Wallah, only you are Razik. Nobody can be Razik. So this is among the lessons of the life of Sulaiman alayhi salam that Allah Ta'ala speaks about in Quran, or Nabi alayhi salatu salam mentioned in the Mubarak Ahadith. Inshallah, we'll continue next week. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina Mawlana Muhammad wa ala Ali Sayyidina wa Nabiyyina Mawlana Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma laka alhamdu kama anta ahlu fa salli wa sallim ala Nabiyyina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam kama anta ahlu wa fa'al bina kama anta ahlu fa innaka ahlu taqwa wa ahlu maghfira. جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا مولانا محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأهوال والآفات وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك أعلى الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات إنك على كل شيء قدير ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.